M, and we have our guest Mike White in the studio to talk about the Elks Lodge. Call in any time during this program to ask him a question or just say hi. So, hi Mike, how's it going?
Good. Thanks Good. For having me.
Nice. So just tell us what the Elks Lodge is for people that know what it is and people that don't frequent it.
Well, most people are probably pretty aware. I mean, it's a big building that sits right in the middle of downtown, but a lot of people don't actually realize what we're really all about. Our lodge was established in 1935, so we've been around a while. This is our 83rd year. We have just short of 500 members, and we are a private club. Basically, what we're around for, though, is to support other groups, and so the money that we bring in is to support everything from Little League to Girl Scouts to you name it. We get requests from all kinds of things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who are some people you've helped out recently?
Oh, let's see. You put me on the spot when I think of it, try to think about it right off the top of my head. Like I say, we do get requests pretty much, you know, weekly, and I'm kind of drawing a blank here just off the top of my head. But like I say, part of it is just our facilities. You know, we do banquets and weddings, and mm-hmm. you know, are used for our building is used for. There aren't a lot of big enough facilities to hold things like that. So just things like that are part of it also.
Cool. And then how long have you been involved with the Elks?
I've been involved with the Elks for about 25 years now.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah, I've kind of gone through it all, gone out of it, come back in, gone out, come back in, and now I'm on my third go-around as Exalted Ruler. And
Exalted Ruler. That sounds pretty hardcore.
Well, for those that don't know, that's kind of the person that not necessarily runs the lodge, because the lodge is broken into several sections. We have trustees, a house committee, and then the core officers. And the core officers kind of take care of all the more the ritualistic type deals. We do the initiations. If we have to go out and give out scholarships and things like that, we're the people that do that. Our trustees and house committee kind of actually run the lodge. We're more the pomp and circumstance side of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones you'll probably see out more in public than anybody, the trustees of the house committee. They're more in the background.
Yeah, and can you name some names? Who's involved?
Well, like I say, I'm the Exalted Ruler. Robert Nauman is our leading knight right now. At the moment, we are lacking a loyal knight. Heather Seemers is our lecturing knight. Mary Campbell is our chaplain. Shirley Clark is our secretary and head of years. Carrie Wallace is our Tyler. And Jack Shermer is our inner guard.
Cool. Awesome. And those titles are interesting. They're coming from kind of the old school mentality.
It is very much an old school. And like I say, the Elks, we're celebrating our 150th year this year. So we've been around for quite some time. Originally founded in Yonkers, New York, and originally called the Jolly Corks. It was kind of supposedly a gathering place for kind of the precursor to vaudeville type actors, and they wanted a place to gather. And the private part kind of came about because a lot of what they were trying to do was late at night. They'd get off work and want to gather somewhere, and they couldn't stay open that late. So becoming a private club, they were able to not necessarily follow the liquor laws of the time. And
cool.
So that was kind of how that came about.
Yeah, exactly. The Elks has a long history.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Definitely. All right. Let's go to break real quick, and we'll be back. Make sure to call 874-2345. You can ask a question or just say hi. All right, we're back with Mike White. We're talking about the Elks Lodge. Feel free to call. That number is 874-2345. So, Mike, you've been involved with the Elks Lodge for over 20 years. Give me a sense of how it's changed since you've been there.
Just the going out part, I guess, is kind of changed in town. People tend to want to stay home a little more, I think.
Really?
So it's a little bit of a struggle to get people, try to come up with new ideas to get people out and doing different things. And we're always working on that. The Elks, as a general rule, tends to be an older group of people. And we're trying to transition into a new, younger group to keep this moving forward. The Elks, as a general whole, is losing members on a national stage. So our biggest challenge is to try to keep younger people involved in joining and then wanting to become officers and do the things that, keep the lodge alive. So that's a lot of what we spend a lot of our time on, is just trying to keep new members coming in and then getting them involved once they do come in.
Yeah. Do you have a sense of why that's falling off a little?
That's a really hard one to explain, and we talk about it a lot. I don't know exactly what it is. And it seems to be kind of every organization that revolves around volunteerism is having the same problem we are. It's not just an Elks thing. It's a volunteerism thing, and I'm not quite sure why.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're having these conversations about that you can get more members. So that would be great. What do you think? What are some ideas you have to get more folks involved?
That's a continuing struggle. We do have a fairly large facility, and we do have a few things that nobody else offers, one being a bowling alley, and that does tend to draw. We're trying to get more people into that, younger people especially, and I think that is happening to a certain degree. And we run a league from October through the beginning of April every year, and so that gives you something to kind of get out and do, even for a couple hours, in the winter when there's not a whole lot going on. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah. And maybe go ahead and tell us what's coming down the pipe for the Elks Lodge in terms of events or anything else.
Well, one of the main ones, and the Elks Lodge works on several different levels. There's the national level, the state level, and the local level. And the national level has a core group of officers, just like every lodge. And this year, the gentleman that was just brought in as the grand exalted ruler of the whole United States happens to be Mike Luhr from Petersburg.
Oh my gosh.
So this is the first time we've ever had a member of Alaska be the grand exalted ruler. And so he will be visiting our lodge with his entourage, I guess you would call them, in towards the end of August. And so we're going to have a dinner to welcome him here. So that's kind of a neat thing. Just like I say, being especially as close as they are, Petersburg to us, and a lot of us know Mike. So that's going to be kind of a neat. And so we're hoping to get a good turnout for that.
Wow. Okay. That's in August. When?
I believe it's right around the 30th of August, but kind of stay tuned. Mm-hmm. We will definitely put something out and put on a dinner for him and his group when they come through.
Yeah, so he'll be bringing, Petersburg people, but potentially people from all over.
Yeah, they travel with about 14 people, and they try to see as many lodges as they can. They won't see every lodge in the state, but and they'll see lodges all over the country, but right now they're going to be coming through on their visiting Alaskan lodges. So,
wow. How did he get that? That's awesome.
he just kind of went through the ranks, became exalted ruler of his own lodge, and then decided to became what they call a district deputy, and then went on to the state level and became state president, and was nominated to move on to the what they call the Grand Exalted Ruler.
That's awesome. I mean, is Alaska, like, you know, does the Elks have a strong presence in Alaska compared to other states? Do you know?
I think Alaska does have a fairly strong presence. And where you really notice it is if you go to we have a national convention every year. Mm-hmm. And, the last time I went, there was 9,000 people there. And Alaska does a hospitality room every year. And every lodge is required to bring a certain seafood or depending on where they are in the state. And we put on a big hospitality, and it's one of the most well attended of all the lodges in the whole country. Us
and
Texas tend to be the two that put on the, and just the way Alaska is, being as small as we are, I think that just kind of makes the Elks a little more relevant.
Yeah. Can you explain that a little bit?
I think in these bigger towns, you know, it's easy to get lost. You have a lodge, but here, everybody knows everybody. I guess I'm not doing a real great job of explaining it, but I could say I have been to, you know, national conventions and state conventions, and Alaska is just a very close-knit group. Everybody kind of knows everybody, and it's just kind of the way it is in the state anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I can imagine if you're in a big city or down south that place you go to after work, that can be any place. That can be one of 20 bars. It can be your knitting club. But there's just less of that here.
Definitely. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, first and foremost, we are a bar, you know. We try to keep it a mellow bar, but, you know, that's kind of what we are. It's a gathering place.
Yep, definitely. So we talked about, you said Mike from Petersburg is coming up. What else is coming up for the Elks?
Let's see here. We've kind of peaked on our season. The 4th of July is always a real big thing for us, and I'm sure a lot of people were probably through the club over the 4th. For a couple of days, we're able to kind of open it up to the public. And so with the 4th, everybody just kind of being right in the middle of downtown, a lot of people go through there. And that's always a real big week for us.
Yeah, you all had a pig.
We did. We roasted Vern Meisner roasted a pig for us on the 3rd, and that worked out really well. Got some people. The 4th is kind of getting more spread out with things happening. So we kind of tried to go with that and get some other things going on. So, and it worked out really well for us this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so we talked about, members, and not just getting more members, but having your members contribute to the lodge with their time. How can people get involved with the Elks, whether that is they're a member, but they want to get more involved, or they're not a member and they want to become a member?
Well, to become a member, you just need to find a member and get them to sponsor you, which is usually not a hard thing in, you know, this town. We have, like I said, nearly 500 members. So, and they don't all live here, but there's a pretty good chance you know somebody that is a member. Mm-hmm. They sponsor you. You go through an investigating committee, as long as you're not a convicted felon, usually you can become a member. So far as the volunteering, anybody that is interested, and I know sometimes it seems like it's a little intimidating. You go down there, you don't really know what's going on, but there's a couple of us that have spent a lot of time in there, and we were always willing to, you know, show you what to do, or, you know, if you want to, we serve food on Friday nights and Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all volunteer. Mm-hmm. The waitresses aren't, but the food part of it is, mm-hmm. and get a hold of me, Don Angerman, Heather Seamers at the bar there. Mm-hmm. We can try to, get you set up for a time, and make sure there's somebody there to show you what to do.
Yeah.
That's part of it. You know, you get down there, you don't want to walk in and not know what you're doing and feel like a fool. So we try not to throw you into situations like that. But
good.
There's a few of us that are definitely would love to show you what to do. It would take some burden off of us. So we're always willing to, get you involved. And we have a couple of new initiates here recently that seem to be really gung-ho and ready to step up and help out. So that's great. The more, all it would take is one time a year. If every one of our members would volunteer one time a year, it would make life so great down there.
Wow. That's a good way to put it in perspective. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Awesome. So you all heard that. Become a member. If you aren't, and then you can always volunteer if you are a member. Let's just end on, why do you want to see the Elks grow? Why have you been involved long?
Well, like I say, the main thing the Elks is there for is to make money so that we can give away money. And that a lot of that revolves around what they call our gaming account, which is our pull tabs and our raffles. Mm-hmm. And like I say, there just aren't very many places left that do that. Like I say, just a few other things that we also do. We do the town-wide Easter egg hunt. We also do the hoop shoot, which most people are somewhat familiar with. That's a national thing that the Elks do. They also do what they call a soccer shoot. Unfortunately, we tried to develop that here in town, but since we don't really have an active soccer league, it was kind of hard to get going.
For sure.
The Elks also gives away a lot of money in scholarships nationwide and even on the state level. So that's always, a good, if you generally have to have a parent that's a member to, mm-hmm. to apply for those. We do also oversee several other scholarships. The one's called the Joel Wing. We oversee the Alan Benjamin and the Greg Sheff Memorial.
So these are for like high school seniors going into.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. And like I say, I think, it's always work. It's always a struggle, and I don't want this to sound like I'm just up here begging for, support, but it is a struggle, and I would hate to see, our lodge go away, and it has happened. Several lodges have closed in the state in the last 10 years.
So really?
It's definitely always, it's a possibility, so we don't want to see that happen, so I just want everybody to, if you are a member, come out, frequent your club. A lot of people just seem to be willing to pay their dues every year, and that's kind of where it ends. And I just want to see a few more people become active.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a fun place to hang out, why not?
Definitely.
And good food. Yeah. Okay, Mike, thank you so much for coming on to Talk on the Rock.
Thank you very much.
All right. Tune in next week at 1 p.m. Tuesday. I think we're going to have Dan Rudy on to talk about his 4 years of journalism in Wrangell before he departs. So thanks for tuning in. Bye.